Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at WBEZ.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Chase Browning, and this is The Rundown. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering says no sentence can erase the pain of the massacre her town suffered. Robert Cremo III was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison for killing seven people and wounding dozens more at Highland Park's 4th of July parade in 2022. Rotering spoke yesterday after the sentence was handed down.
This sentencing does not mark the end of our efforts. It strengthens our resolve to push for meaningful change as we continue to plead with our nation's leaders to take decisive action to prevent future tragedies. No community should ever have to endure this kind of devastation.
Rotering has pushed for tougher gun laws, including an assault weapons ban. The Chicago Board of Education approved the teachers' contract last night and altered this year's budget to pay for it. Outgoing CPS CEO Pedro Martinez said he was glad to have the contract wrapped up.
I'm proud that even in challenging financial times, we're able to provide our educators with the compensation and benefits they deserve. I'm also proud that our teams were able to work together to avoid the kind of labor strike that has been so disruptive to our families in the past.
CPS is covering this year's raises with money provided by the city. But Martinez said the school district will have to figure out how to pay for the contract in the future as it faces a budget deficit. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he doesn't plan to endorse any particular candidate for his seat. The Democrat announced Wednesday that he will not be seeking re-election for a sixth term. At a press conference held yesterday at his family home in Springfield, Durbin says he has been receiving calls from interested candidates seeking his blessing to run. He hopes he doesn't have to endorse any of them.
But I'm not ruling out the possibility in an extreme case. I just think it's up to the voters, the Democratic voters, to make this choice moving forward.
The list of potential successors includes Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, who announced a planned run on Thursday morning, and U.S. Representatives Raja Krishnamurthy and Lauren Underwood. States across the country are reporting active outbreaks of measles, defined as three or more cases. Illinois has confirmed its first case of measles of 2025 in an adult in southern Illinois. Alexander Sloboda is the medical director of immunizations and emergency preparedness at the Chicago Department of Public Health. He says the spread of measles doesn't seem likely to slow down this year.
If you're vaccinated against measles with MMR or measles vaccine, you'll be very protected and have very little to worry about, but it's really the only prevention there is against measles just because measles is so contagious. It spreads very easily through the air, so the vaccine is really the only thing that can prevent an infection.
There are also currently outbreaks in Indiana and Michigan. Sloboda says unvaccinated individuals have a 90% chance of contracting measles if exposed. Some other quick things you should know about today. More than 100 Jewish professors at Northwestern University are calling on federal officials to stop threatening academic freedom in their name. They signed onto a statement contradicting the Trump administration's depictions of Northwestern as a hotbed of anti-Semitism. Federal officials recently moved to withhold nearly $800 million amid civil rights investigations into the school. The faculty said the use of their Jewishness to threaten universities and strip students and faculty of their rights is, quote, deeply disturbing. The Chicago Bears have selected Michigan tight end Colston Loveland with the number 10 overall pick in the NFL draft. The selection last night in Green Bay gives a new head coach, Ben Johnson, an elite, versatile pass catcher. General manager Ryan Poles says Loveland gives the Bears a powerful duo with veteran tight end Cole Kmet. Loveland grew up in Idaho and played 3 years at Michigan, which won the national championship in 2023. The Bears have three more selections in the second and third rounds this evening outside Lambeau Field. Today's weather, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 64. The chance of rain continues tonight with a low of 41. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 53. I'm Chase Browning. Thanks for listening.